asking a Russian court to sentence imprisoned opposition leader Alexei Navalny to a further 20 years in prison on extremism charges, according to his ally. He says the trial against Navalny, which went on behind closed doors in prison, where the politician is serving another lengthy sentence, is scheduled to conclude with a verdict on August 4th. Navalny is President Vladimir Putin's fiercest foe. A third night of air attacks have pounded Ukraine's southern cities, including the port city of Odessa, and wounded close to two dozen people.
Officials say most of the injuries in the overnight attack were in the southern city of Mykolaiv. Another two people were injured in the port city of Odessa, and buildings were damaged in the city center. The attacks come one day after particularly intense Russian bombardments using drones and missiles that damaged critical port infrastructure in the port city, and also come a few days after Russian President Vladimir Putin pulled Moscow out of a deal that allowed Ukraine to send grain to countries facing the threat of hunger. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. officials say that North Korea has not responded to their attempts to discuss the American soldier who bolted across the heavily armed border. This underscores that the serviceman's prospects for a quick release are unclear at a time of high tensions and inactive communication channels between the U.S. and North Korea. Private Travis King was supposed to be on his way to Fort Bliss, Texas this week after finishing a prison sentence in South Korea for assault. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. A nephew of the leader has been appointed the new head of Russia's Danone subsidiary after the Kremlin ordered the state to take temporary control of the French yogurt maker's business in Russia. We get details from Reuters' Fiona Jones.
Yakub Zakhriev, the new head of Danone Russia, is deputy prime minister of Chechnya and the Republic's agriculture minister. His uncle Kadyrov is a close ally of President Vladimir Putin. Alongside Danone's Russian subsidiary, the state has also taken control of beer company Carlsberg's stake in a local brewer. That's according to a decree signed by Putin on Sunday. Since Russia's invasion of Ukraine, many while some assets have been put under state management. This appointment marks yet another major asset being transferred.
Now that Sweden's accession to NATO appears closer to approval following developments during the NATO summit last week, Sweden military can bring to the alliance. The OAS Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb explains more about Sweden's military might beneath the surface of the Baltic Sea.
A symbol of both stealth and strength. Swedish submarines patrol the Baltic Sea waters critical to Russia and NATO. Captain Frederick Linden is the commander of Sweden's first submarine flotilla.
The Baltic Sea can be easily described with what we call the five C's: confined, confused, contested, congested, and cluttered.
The waters are rocky and with an average depth of about 60 meters, too shallow for the submarines that make up most of Russia's fleet and all of the U.S. Navy's fleet. Carla Babb, VOA News.
Families and our rights defenders say that two community have been released from prison. The releases of Patrick George Zaki, an activist and postgraduate student in Italy, and Mohammed El Bakr, a human rights lawyer, come a day after they were pardoned by the Egyptian president Abdel Fattah el-Sisi. Egypt has pardoned citizens over the last 3 years who had been given 3 years earlier this week over an opinion article he wrote in 2019. There's more at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
VOA 1.